Good morning. Great to see all of you. I wondered how many would be here this morning. Those of you who live in higher elevations like I do, there was snow, and I didn't even look out the window at first this morning. And then at one point, I just kind of, glanced out. Oh, my goodness. So I know that for some, in fact, I got some texts from people this morning saying that they couldn't come because of the snow. For those of you who just made it out here, I'm so glad that you're here. I don't know how you feel, but I mean, to me, it's been like forever since we've been together, And yet, at the same time that Christmas and, Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's season, and in other ways seems to just fly by, So I trust that all of you had a good time, that it went well. For a lot of us, there was a lot of family time, which is a blessing. I know in some cases it's also a challenge, but we get to see all the things that the Lord is doing so often when we go through those holidays, Well, I had been kind of anticipating going through, starting out in Ruth 2, that's where we left off, but the Lord kind of put it on my heart to go in a different direction today, and I think it's mostly because it's a new year, new season, and we're in the second week of January, and to me, that always means, for me, January 1st, and it, it's just for me, it means dialing back down to a new beginning in my devotional time. And I think a lot of us, one of my favorite ways to bring in the new year is to just spend time with the Lord and see what he would tell me about the year I've just completed. And to give me direction for the year ahead. I always loved that. But today I just felt that there are two areas that I want to address with you this morning to just kind of encourage you. And the first was really a confirmation to me, and that is when Pastor Brett taught this weekend from 1 Peter 4:7. And I just, because I at that point I'd been praying, I didn't know what I was going to be sharing today, but I'd been praying about it. And in the recent weeks, prayer had just kept coming back to my mind. And yet I wasn't thinking in terms of, oh, so Lord, you want me to share about prayer. I was just mindful of the fact of how important prayer is. And I loved the things that Pastor Brett shared, and I just want to kind of go on the heels of that to start out with. And I do want you to know, the things that I share with you, I'm always wanting to make sure you know. It's never from the perspective of, now, this is how I do it, and so let me tell you how to do it. That is never my heart. And so I want to encourage you in that. For each one of us, we all have our own relationship with the Lord, our own walk with the Lord. I think the Lord even speaks to each one of us in a different language. And by that I mean that I think if each one of us were to talk, we would say how we recognize God's voice when he's speaking to us. How many times have you thought when you've been praying about something and then he tells you something, you think, oh, I know that's you, Lord, because you always say, I don't know, I'm not the only one who experiences that because I've had other people say it to me. But the Lord has a way of speaking to each one of us, and how important that we hear him and how important that we spend time praying to him. So I loved what Brett said in 1 Peter 4:7. It says, the end of all things is near. Therefore, be clear-minded and self-controlled so that you can pray. And when he shared that Saturday night, I just thought, okay, no, I really believe, Lord, that you do want me to address this issue with the women. And prayer is a wonderful, wonderful way to get to know the Lord, even as going out to lunch with a friend or sitting across a table and just visiting is a wonderful way to get to know another person. Praying, having that prayer time with the Lord. And by that, I don't mean just giving your order, so to speak, but being in a mindset where you speak to the Lord and you listen for his answer. And you speak to the Lord and you listen to his answer. And granted, sometimes we speak to the Lord and we ask a question, and as I'm going to share with you from yesterday, you ask the question and you're listening for the answer, and then it just doesn't seem to come. But what we have to remember in those times is that he is answering, and he always will answer. But sometimes it's going to require that we be patient, that we be diligent, and that until we can say we know we have that answer, we keep on asking, we keep on praying. But a couple of the things I'm just going to touch on lightly. First is the two areas of, or three areas really, of the points that Pastor Brett made were that first of all, we need to pray seriously. You know, we need to pray with our minds not being, you know, frantic, not being influenced by everything else that's going on, but just seriously before him, having a sound mind as we approach the Lord. That is so important. He mentioned the importance of resisting distractions. And I thought, I bet every woman who heard him say that immediately pictured her own life and thought, yes, but how? Because distractions are there. They're everywhere. They're in our part. And I think women are given even more to distractions. I mean, if you're a woman at home with small children, that in itself says it all, doesn't it? Or if you're a woman just keeping your own home. I mean, I'm a single woman living by myself. And I have many, many distractions. So I know we all deal with them. But we have to be mindful of the fact that some of those we can influence. Some of those we can curtail. Some of those we can anticipate and just go, mm-mm. So whether that means we shut off the cell phone or shut off the computer or whatever we might have to do, the things that we know come in and distract us, we just say no to right before they're even given that opportunity. But to pray, to resist distractions. The part that absolutely blessed me so much and spoke to me, convicted me, was when he talked about the praying and in a way that we would be dispatching angels to our cause. And when he prayed that, and of course that funny little scenario he did about the prayer angel, you know, I mean the pizza angel, you know, that was funny, and yet it really convicted me in terms of, do I ever think in those terms? When I think of some really serious things I pray about. But do I think in terms of, you know, a legion of angels just waiting to be dispatched for the cause that I'm praying for? No, I really don't. And I've had to really ask the Lord to help me in that, because I believe that is something that we should see, we should take comfort in, and we should recognize that is a tool. That is a weapon we have on our side. The Lord has angels that he would dispatch for our cause. And am I essentially praying, bless this pizza? you know? And I realized that part of my personality, of course, all of us, our personalities come across in our prayer. And my personality, as I pray with the Lord, is more passive. Maybe that's the way to express it. You know, I mean, I tend to pray. I'm so conscious of the fact that I want His will that I tend to pray in a rather passive mode. And it's not that that's not a correct way for me to pray, but Saturday night when I came to church and Brett was speaking about that, I just thought, now, Judy, listen to this, because this is something that you need to tap into. And yet Sunday I was praying with a friend, and they prayed about the angels, you know, warring against the situation. And all of a sudden I thought, I'd already forgotten, you know. So I've been purposing to pray, remembering that. And I do think, I know it was a word for me, and surely it was a word for some of you, but that whole concept that they're the messenger angels, the ministering angels, the warring angels, the military, he called them. I hope when you're challenged by something you hear in a message, you write it down. You try to pray it in, because the Lord is speaking to you, and he's wanting to enlarge our prayer life in this case. And for sure, I know he did it for me. Brett talked about the power of praying together. And that is so wonderful. Truly, I know that there are some women who get together on Thursday mornings to pray here for the study. How that blesses me. What a comfort to my heart that is. There are people who get together before the service on Sunday morning and pray for the message. There's power in that. I know I've shared with you about the prayer group that I was a part of in Medford, and how I thank the Lord for those women. I thank the Lord for all the women he has put in my life over the years that are women who pray, and what that means to me. Women who pray, who don't gossip. You know, when Brett had that joke about, you know, sitting around the prayer circle and how people might share, I have been in a circle that does that, and I know he speaks the truth there. But immediately my thought was of the prayer group that I belong to back in Medford. These friends that are now, you know, 30 and 35 years into our friendship. And I thought about our prayer times. And I thought how the Lord corrected, adjusted, modified our prayer time. And it's so interesting because it ended up being like he ended up saying, but it's when we first met, there we found the tendency to sit around the circle and to be sharing. And literally, it would be 2 hours later. And what the Lord would, how he would have used it would have been wonderful in itself. But the woman would say, oh, goodness, I have to leave. And would say, but we haven't even prayed. You know, oh, I will pray because we've written them all down. You know, we'd written all the requests down. But little by little, the Lord brought structure, brought a discipline into those meetings so that it ended up the way Brett said. We didn't sit and say, let's all talk about what we're going to pray about. Let's pray. And that has been such a powerful thing in my life, to have women that I can confide in, women that I know how to keep a confidence. Women who know that I will keep their confidence. And women who will pray. What a blessing that is in our lives. And if some of you are sitting here thinking, well, I have one person. Well, even one person is wonderful. But that is part of what I am praying for with this group on Thursday mornings, that little by little, you're going to enlarge your circle of friends. That we will have the times that you pray for one another, whether you get into little groups or you're just talking to a gal and say, gee, let me pray for that, or let me pray with you on that. But to have women that you know will pray for you is the sweetest gift. I remember one of the things that we came up with, because in that prayer group, and I think I've shared this before, was just, you know, if we wanted to know that if there was some emergency, you know, we could call. And that prayer request would be passed on, that in, you know, an hour's time, there would have been 9 people who would have prayed for that issue. That was a wonderful thing. And we use that only in emergent, you know, times. And this is a story I think I told you, but in case you missed it, I loved it too much. The thing that we learned was, don't pass on the prayer request and hang up. Pass on the prayer request and pray then and there. And then you call the next person. And then with that person, you pray and pass it on. Because it was so important. And one of the stories that I loved was when we called Jerry, and she told us this story later when we got together. And she said it was, you know, dinner time, and she was stirring whatever she was making. It was the kind of thing that had to be stirred. And yet the prayer request was coming, and she said, oh, okay, just a minute. And she didn't say this to the person who was giving her the prayer request and praying with her on the phone. But she literally got down on her knees in the kitchen and was stirring on the, you know, the pot on the stove, but was praying. And she said how at the end of the prayer time, when she went to stand up, one of her kids came in the kitchen. And all she could think of was, that'll be something they'll always remember. If you have those kinds of friendships in your life right now, thank the Lord for them. It is such a blessing. It is such a privilege to be able to pray for one another, to be able to know you're being prayed for. Even this morning, I just shared, when I got up this morning, I was so aware that I felt very, very peaceful. And I just said to the Lord, oh God, I know women are praying for me right now because I really feel good. And what a blessing it is to know that. And probably most of you have experienced this as well. It is a true gift from the Lord. One of the gals in the prayer group right now is gravely ill in Medford. And I have been praying right along for God's perfect timing for when I would go down. I've already gone down, obviously, you know, several different times. But the past week she has been in the hospital, and it's been, as I say, it's been a very, very grave time, very hard time. And so I've been praying in earnest about when the Lord would have me to go down. And knowing his timing is so perfect. And it's not that I couldn't go anytime I feel like it, but his timing is perfect, and that's what I want. And so yesterday morning, that was very much on my mind, and wrote to one of the prayer group down in Medford, and had an email from her. And right in the middle of the email, she immediately breaks into a prayer. And I just, as I'm reading it, I'm thinking, of course you would, Jeannie. You know? I mean, because that is how we communicate together. We communicate together with the Lord. And it's just the way it is. And isn't that the best? So I've been seeking the Lord, and that's what I'm going to share about next, and that is, oh no, one last thing I did want to talk about, and that was that we need to recognize the hindrances to prayer. And that I just immediately, I'm sure many of you thought of too, is, you know, there are so many ways the enemy wants to keep us from praying. And right now he has so many ways of accomplishing that. And yet one of the ways that I thought of both in my life, and I know it's in yours too, is just going through the little things. So a crisis presents itself. You know, whatever that crisis is, and we know. I mean, suddenly we're hit with the urgency, you know, this needs prayer. We pick up our phone and we text our friends and we tell them what needs prayer. Then we go to Facebook and we write on Facebook, please pray, and we tell them what we need prayer for. Then we send some emails because we have a group of people that we send emails to when we have prayer needs, and we type out all the needs to prayer. And all of that can take a significant amount of time. And the weird thing is that when you've done all of that, you feel like you've been praying. You feel like, well, we've got that covered in prayer now. But the question is, have we prayed? Have we actually prayed? And so I just want to encourage you. All of those other things are great, but pray first. Then text your friend or your friends. Then go on Facebook. I mean, Facebook can derail you. That's why I tend to not go on it very often. It can absolutely derail me. I start reading the different things, and pretty soon a half an hour's gone by. But look out for the way the enemy can send those hindrances to us that make us have a measure of satisfaction as if we've prayed when we haven't. Pray for, okay, when you're on reading Facebook and there's one of those requests, oh, you read it and your heart goes out to it. Praying. You know, do you stop and pray first before you write praying? You know, those are the little things that to me just put in place that you don't let yourself even respond saying praying with the idea that you are going to pray right then, but pray first, then say praying. And I know you know my heart. This isn't some legalistic thing. It's just recognizing the way the enemy distracts, derails, hinders us from praying. It's too important to let him get us in that. The second thing I wanted us to talk about this morning that I just feel is real important is a devotional time with the Lord. And again, this is so, so important for each one of us. And for each one of us, it's going to look different. And again, I want to say to you, please don't take this as being said from one who you picture as having these long, perfect, uninterrupted, quiet, daily times with the Lord. Don't do that to me, you know. I am not trying to tell you that's what I have every day. Do not have that picture of me. I mean, I do make an effort to have that daily devotional time with the Lord, but just don't you put that trip on yourself of picturing, you know, that this is coming from one who really, really knows how to have a quiet time with the Lord. Because, you know, the enemy will have a heyday with that. Each one of us, our devotional time will probably look different because each one of us have our own temperaments. Each one of us have our own lives and what's going on in our lives. You know, some of us will have very, very orderly devotional times, very predictable in the way it's done. It will be done always doing the same thing. It might be always reading the Word, praying, and even how much you read in the Word is pretty much determined whether it's a pre-planned kind of reading or something of that idea, you know, and then you have your prayer time and that's it. Another person, it might be that they use devotionals like Jesus Calling, you know, or Streams in the Desert. I mean, there are so many devotionals that incorporate the Bible, but also have a devotional thought that accompanies it. Each one of us will have our own way, our own specific order and time frame that we're dealing with. Some people wouldn't pick up a devotional because they're so locked into that you just read the Bible and you read the Bible only. And that is not said, please understand, with a critical air. I'm just saying some people feel very strongly about that. I personally love to tap into everything I can because I feel God has given us so much. So, I mean, I just brought a couple of things with you, me today, just to share from what my day looked like yesterday. But all of these are tools, are ways that we can have time with the Lord. And the thing that we can each know is no matter how we do it, whether we're a person who is kind of regimented, structured, predictable, knows exactly how you're going to do it every single morning, every morning it looks the same way, or you pick a person who has that time with the Lord, but from day to day, varies in length, varies in approach. You know, it doesn't matter. The thing that we can count on is the Lord wants us to meet with him and will meet us. But it can look different for each one of us, and it's whatever works for each one of us is what he will bless. And we can be sure of that. As I said, there are any number of daily type devotionals that if you're interested in getting those names from me, you can. I've shared that with you in the past, some of them. But I was thinking yesterday, I should just give you an example of how my devotional time looked yesterday. And Monday is my... No, yesterday was Wednesday. See how good I am? That tells you the kind of person I am with my devotional time. But on Wednesdays, Monday really, but Wednesdays too, as it turned out yesterday, I will spend more time with the Lord. And the reason yesterday especially was because I had a real decision that I was trying to make. And the decision had to do with whether I would go down to Medford today or not to see my friend. And so from the very moment I got up, I just felt this press on me from the moment I got up. And it didn't feel like a press from the Lord saying, get in your car, go to Medford now. It wasn't that kind of a press. It was the press of just feeling like I really wanted an answer. I mean, I really wanted to know, am I going to go tomorrow or not? I really need to seek the Lord on this. I really hope I hear what he says. And so I'm getting my tea, and I'm aware that my mind is going like this. And actually, that is not my typical mindset. I tend to be, as I said, more passive, quieter by my own nature. So to sit down with my cup of tea and be praying and drinking my tea and just feeling like my mind was all a jumble, that isn't my norm. That isn't comfortable to me. And I thought, okay, I've got to quiet my mind. So I sang the song, I Cast All My Cares Upon You. I sang it all the way through. And then I sang it again. I sang it a third time because I began to feel like it's working, but I kept on. And I think I probably sang it through four times at least, maybe five. But because I could feel the Lord just bringing me down, settling my heart. But that was how it started out, was because when I went to pray, I was just going too fast. And the Lord quieted me. After that, I just prayed, asking the Lord to please quiet my spirit, to please lead me in what he would have me to do. I read Streams in the Desert for yesterday, And while it was wonderful and did speak to me, it didn't really address the issue of the decision I was seeking. And so I just kept on and picked up Jesus' calling. And that stressed the importance of my letting him show me trusting him from moment to moment, that he would speak to me. And I thought, yes, I need to let him set my pace. He will direct me moment by moment. So then I reached down and I grabbed my hymnal. I have all these books all around my chair. And read, I sang it. But see, I'm not, if I were like Alice Emmett or something, I'd break into Marianne. I'd break into song right now. But this is, 'tis so sweet to trust in Jesus, just to take him at his word, just to rest upon his promise, just to know, thus saith the Lord, Jesus, Jesus, how I trust him, how I've proved him o'er and o'er. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust him more. At this point, my daughter Kim called because she wanted to know. She needed to know, am I coming to Medford tomorrow? And I'm trying to tell her that I really don't know, and that I was even then seeking the Lord, trying to decide. But I could tell with her, you know, she was bringing the urgency back. But see, that's Kim's personality, and she needs to know. And so that starts invading my feelings. So I'm talking to her on the phone, and I'm trying to explain to her, I really don't know yet. And I don't know why. Well, yes, I do. It was the Lord. But while I'm talking to her, I reopen Streams. And that's all I can tell you is I just opened it. Here I'm talking to her. I open it up. And I see for the next day, today, there was a little heart in the margin for something the Lord had spoken to me in the past. So while she's talking, I'm reading that. And then I said, oh, I've got to read this to you, honey. And it is. Beloved, whenever you are doubtful as to your course, submit your judgment absolutely to the Spirit of God and ask him to shut against you every door but the right one. Say, Blessed Spirit, I cast on thee the entire responsibility of closing against my steps any and every course which is not of God. Let me hear thy voice behind me whenever I turn to the right hand or the left. And it was like, okay, and that helped me feel better. And so I told Kim, and we just prayed together. And that was the end of that conversation. I then went and read several chapters in my normal course of reading the Word. And yet, even though I read several chapters, none of them really spoke to me regarding the direction. And so I returned to my hymnal and to a hymn that I've been singing off and on really for, I don't know, a month or something. You know how the Lord does that. And I just love this hymn. What page is it on? Let's see, 102. And so I'll read you the words to that. I'm going to read two of the verses. Day by day and with each passing moment, strength I find to meet my trials here. Trusting in my Father's wise bestowment, I've no cause for worry or for fear. He whose heart is kind beyond all measure gives unto each day what he deems best. Lovingly, it's part of pain and pleasure, mingling toil with peace and rest. Help me then in every tribulation so to trust thy promises, O Lord, that I lose not faith's sweet consolation offered me within thy holy word. Help me, Lord, when toil and trouble meeting, ere to take as from a father's hand, one by one, the days, the moments fleeting, till I reach the promised land. But I felt a little convicted when I read that I lose not faith, sweet consolation offered me within thy holy word. So that sent me back to the word. And I'm almost done. I'm realizing I'm going over here. But that took me back to the word. I thought, okay, he's telling me this consolation to be found in my word. I didn't say there's direction, even though there is direction, but what he was speaking to me yesterday was this consolation to be found. I don't have to feel pressed. I don't have to feel harried. I don't have to feel like I've got to make that decision. And so I turned to the word for his consolation and just started going through the word, just to different verses that I love. I read first the verse that I started out singing, and that's from Psalm 55:22. Cast your cares on the Lord, and he will sustain you. That's a comforting word. Then Matthew 6:33-34, but seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Then Psalm 32:8, I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. I will guide you with mine eye. Psalm 40:8, I desire to do your will, O my God. Your law is within my heart. And after I had been reading several of those verses, I just happened to look at my hymnal. I didn't even remember having turned to it. Oh, now I didn't put the page there. I may not find it. Let's see. Maybe it's here. Yeah. And as I say, I have no recollection of even having turned from the other song to how it got there. All I know, I read the word, I look over on my desk, there it is open to this, and I just started laughing because it's, I'll go where you want me to go, you know? And I love that, you know, how the Lord just directs us. And that says it may not be on the mountain's height or o'er the stormy sea. It may not be at the battlefront my Lord will have need of me. But if by a still small voice he calls to paths I do not know, I'll answer, dear Lord, with my hand in thine, I'll go where you want me to go. I'll go where you want me to go, dear Lord, or mountain or plain or sea. I'll say what you want me to say, dear Lord. I'll be what you want me to be. And so I spent all of that time, and yet at the end of the day, still did not know if I was coming down or not. And last night, it wasn't until about 10 o'clock that my friend's husband called me. And as we talked about the timing of my going, I know I could go any time, and I know that we'd all be blessed just being together. But it just kind of felt as we were talking that perhaps if I would wait a few days, that would be more beneficial. And so that's how it was left. But at least I had that thought of waiting. And so that's where I am right now. For all I know, I've already talked to him again this morning. For all I know, I'm going to leave this classroom and pack up and head down to Medford. But the thing that I want to share with you is that having spent that time with the Lord yesterday, using all the things he puts at my disposal, you know, prayer, hymnals, Bible, devotionals, did give me peace. I would much rather go about making a decision that way than enlisting the opinion of 10 friends, you know. And that is what the Lord wants us to do. And he will be faithful to direct our steps. So this morning I read in Jesus' calling, and today it says, every time you affirm your trust in me, you put a coin into my treasury. Thus, you build up equity in preparation for days of trouble. I keep safely in my heart all trust invested in me, with interest compounded continuously. The more you trust me, the more I empower you to do so. Practice trusting me during quiet days when nothing much seems to be happening. Then when storms come, your trust balance will be sufficient to see you through. Store up for yourself treasure in heaven through placing your trust in me. This practice will keep you in peace. That is what the Lord desires for each one of us. Not that we walk around harried, pressed, stressed out. He knows our lives are challenging. He knows we go through hard things, sad things, trying things, frightening things. He knows that. But he wants to be our peace. He wants to give us peace. I will tell you right now, had I not stopped and had my time with the Lord yesterday, I can tell you it's very predictable. I would have been stressed all day. I would have been going in 10 different directions all day long. But the Lord circumvented all of that, interrupted it all, and brought his peace. Have that time with the Lord every day. Examine your prayer time and see if it is one that you are really praying. Or are you talking about thinking about writing about prayer? Pray. It's in our prayer time, it's in our devotional time that we get to know him. And we will trust him more. Let's pray. Father, how I thank you for meeting us right where we are. Lord, each one of us. Lord, we each have our own temperaments, our own lives, our own circumstances. You know. And Lord, you will tailor fit our time with you to meet those things in us, and how I thank you for it. But Lord, for that to happen, we do need to give that time in prayer worth. That time in your word, the time that we carve out before the onslaught of the day hits to be with you. Lord, I don't know if that ever is not a challenge for each one of us, because the enemy would do anything he could to derail us, to distract us, to keep us from praying, to keep us from being in the Word, to keep us from that sweet time of communion with you. Father, would you help us to be so mindful of his tactics and to come against them, to spend time at your feet. Lord, we have busy lives. And I can't help but think of what you said to Martha, who was following after her busyness, that her sister Mary, who was sitting at your feet, had chosen the one thing needful. Give us that perspective, Lord. Let us start our days with you. And you will give us the energy. You will order our steps. to deal with the business the day holds. Thank you for that, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.